People in Dubai think big. In fact, engineers have constructed the world's first 3D printed office building, and not to be outdone, the world's first fully 3D printed laboratory. 3DPrint.com writer and editor Claire Scott has been following this story. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how did Dubai get into the 3D printing business?
Well, they really want to be the most technologically advanced city in the world, and it goes beyond 3D printing. Recently, they launched what's called the Future Accelerators Program, which is pairing some top companies with government agencies to develop all sorts of technologically based ideas and solutions for the future of the city. But 3D printing is a huge part of the future of just about every industry. It's actually been described as the fourth industrial revolution, so Dubai, as part of their plan, has wisely made 3D printing a huge part of that.
And so briefly, I just mentioned some of the projects that they had in terms of 3D printing. So just kind of explain those and anything else you might want to in terms of 3D printing.
Right. So, the really big news earlier this year was when they built the first ever fully functional 3D printed office building, which is actually going to be the temporary office for the Dubai Future Foundation. That was 3D printed in just 17 days, amazingly, and it was constructed with a 3D printer that was about 20 feet tall and used an automated robot arm, which printers like that were starting to see more in construction. And they did just assign a contract to a local construction company for the first ever 3D printed lab, and that's going to be in located in a solar park, which that's the other big part of Dubai's plan of advancement, is they want to be a leader in clean technology by 2050. So they're also doing a lot of work with 3D printing solar panels, wind turbines, and a lot of that research is going to happen at this 3D printed lab. And also recently they started using 3D printing to print replacement parts for the metro transit systems, which is going to make things a lot faster, a lot cheaper. And they also, I mean, the main focus is on construction. They want to have 25% of all new buildings being 3D printed by 2030. And so that's a major focus, but they're also working on integrating it into the medical field in terms of 3D printed organs, even 3D printed medical devices. They're really working it into every area.
It certainly sounds like it. So how does what they're doing compare to other countries?
Well, I don't really know of any other major city or country that has such an organized focus plan to 3D print pretty much everything, but there's a lot of really interesting and groundbreaking stuff happening in other areas. Really, it's picking up all over the world. As one example, there's actually a project happening in Italy right now. They're trying to create a completely self-sustainable village, and all of the buildings in it are going to be 3D printed using locally available materials like the clay from the soil in the region and an extensive concrete. It's really something.
Now, what about the U.S.? Do we have any buildings that have been printed by 3D?
We're definitely not lagging behind in any sense. In terms of major buildings, there have been a couple smaller projects. Like there was someone who 3D printed like a tiny house, and I mean, there have been some smaller things, but no major like office buildings or commercial buildings of any type have been 3D printed in the U.S.
What do you see in the future with large-scale 3D printing like Dubai?
I think we are going to see it on a much more widespread basis. If Dubai succeeds with what they're doing, and I don't see any reason why they won't. I mean, they have the resources, the knowledge, and they're already showing that they're very capable of 3D printing buildings in a short amount of time. A lot of other areas are going to take notice.
Dubai and 3D buildings with 3dprint.com's Claire Scott. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.